In this bulletin, Federal Parliament returns for the final sitting week of the year as the government faces a roadblock over vaccine mandates. Sudan set to return an ousted political leader, and in sport, Manchester United sacks coach Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal politicians have returned to Canberra for the final sitting fortnight of Parliament for the year. The government is facing a political headache to progress its agenda before the Parliament rises after two coalition MPs yesterday revolted over vaccine mandates. Queensland Liberal Senator Gerard Rennick and South Australian Senator Alex Antic want to end COVID-19 restrictions for unvaccinated people. The restrictions are imposed by states and territories, but the federal senators are threatening to withhold their votes until the government forces a change. One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson is also planning to introduce a bill this week on the issue. The matter could be a roadblock to progress government legislation on voter identification and tougher sentences for terrorism offenders. The government is also expected to unveil its reworked religious freedom laws and is yet to decide whether to proceed with its Commonwealth Integrity Commission bill in the face of strong criticism. An 18-month-old boy has tested positive for COVID-19 after travelling with his mother from Melbourne to Hobart. The pair made the journey on Thursday and both have been placed in hotel quarantine. Health authorities say there is minimal risk to the community, although Hobart Airport has been declared a low-risk exposure site for people who were there on Thursday evening. Northern Territory health officials are working to control an expanding coronavirus outbreak, putting remote Indigenous communities at risk. While no new infections were detected on Saturday, the top end recorded 9 new cases of COVID-19 south of Darwin at Binjari late on Saturday night. From today, unvaccinated travellers are not able to enter the territory under updated border rules except essential personnel, returning residents and visitors from safe green zones. Sudan's military has reportedly agreed to reinstate Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok, ousted in a coup last month. He signed a deal with the military on Sunday, and the country's top general says he will lead an independent technocratic cabinet until elections can be held. Hamdok was placed under house arrest when the military seized power, derailing a transition towards democracy. The military dissolved Hamdok's cabinet and detained a number of civilians in top positions. But the coup has triggered a campaign of mass demonstrations against the military and violence on the streets. Israel's Prime Minister has ordered security forces to be on alert after a Palestinian assailant killed one Israeli and injured 4 others before being fatally shot by police in Jerusalem's Old City. The attack took place near an entrance to a contested flashpoint shrine known to Jewish people as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. The assailant, 42-year-old Fadi Abu Shakaidem, was armed with a knife and submachine gun and has been claimed by the Hamas militant group as one of its members. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says authorities need to be on alert to prevent other attacks.
Our forces on the scene acted very quickly. 2 policewomen and 1 policeman that were at the scene quickly neutralized the terrorist. Nevertheless, this is the 2nd recent terrorist attack in Jerusalem. I have directed the security forces to prepare accordingly and be alert, also over concern for copycat attacks. We need to be on heightened alert and prevent future attacks.
It's the 2nd attack of its kind in Jerusalem after a Palestinian teen was fatally shot after stabbing 2 Israeli border police. SBS is launching a new free-to-air television news channel, expanding the broadcaster's services to multilingual audiences. As well as news programs from international broadcasters, which are currently part of SBS Worldwatch on the network's main channel and SBS Viceland, local news bulletins in Arabic and Mandarin will be produced and shown in prime time. The new channel will be known as SBS Worldwatch. SBS Managing Director James Taylor says the launch of the new channel, along with the creation of the 2 in-language local TV news bulletins, demonstrates the organisation's commitment to the core services that SBS provides. In sport, Manchester United has sacked coach Ole Gunnar Solskjaer after a run of poor results for the club. United has lost 5 of their last 7 Premier League games and have slipped to 7th in the standings after 12 games, 12 points behind leaders Chelsea. Norwegian Solskjær had signed a three-year contract extension until 2024 in July, but was dismissed after Saturday's 4-1 defeat by Watford. Former player Michael Carrick, a member of Solskjær's coaching staff, will take charge of the United team for Tuesday's Championships League match. The club says it will then appoint an interim manager to lead the side until the end of the season. Real Madrid coach and France midfielder Zinedine Zidane is the favourite to be the next permanent manager of the club. And now for a look at Monday's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 26. Melbourne, much the same, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy and 19. Canberra, partly cloudy and 20. Wollongong, a shower or two and 20. Sydney, similar conditions with an expected top of 23. Newcastle, rain at times and windy, 21. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, sunny, 34. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.